selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, parade, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Ron Stevens, your host, and this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. And I just can't say it enough. This is my favorite internet network. And we just got to make it grow somehow. So today's the 12th of October, and that puts us just a few days away from the Calgary election in Alberta and the Edmonton election, every other municipal election in Alberta, but the one that I really got my eye on is Calgary, just for the simple fact that, except that Calgary's a little bit of an exception because it's the first major city in the West to have a Muslim mayor. And it was chosen by the Rockefeller Foundation as one of the 100 resilient cities. And the Muslim mayor was given the award of World Mayor. And so it's necessary to get this clown out of there. Now, a lot of people are really ticked off at this guy. He's pulled the race card, okay? And that's pretty amazing. If I can find a couple of these here. Things. He was in the polls. He was apparently down 17 points to the ex-progressive conservative president of the party. And so he kind of lost his mind a little bit. You know, we always hear about, racism and white supremacy and haters and all this kind of nonsense. Well, that's all the UN logo. That's all the UN jargon to basically make people submit to political correctness. And there's nothing correct about the political. They're off the rails. So, I I'm just going to throw these into the chat. If somebody, you can get to these things at my Facebook site, which is Rock the Boat Radio on Facebook. And there's one that I picked off of SaveCalgary.com, where we have Nahid Nenshi, or Nenshi, looks like he's on some sort of radio broadcast, and nobody's this is what he says, claiming lots of new voters are people, lots of new voters, okay? Because traditionally, in a municipal election, very few people come out to vote. It's usually right around 30% or a little better than that. So now people are pretty ticked off at this guy, so they're coming out to vote. So he's claiming lots of new voters, basically being people that don't normally vote, are people who I would call, now this is the mayor of Calgary, the Muslim mayor of Calgary, the world mayor. These are people who I would call racists and haters, and claims these voters subvert democracy. In other words, they could get in the way of the globalist plan. We also learned in this video that he thinks American voters are racists and haters, because north of the border, the U.S. border, you know, it really freaks me out, because people will come up to me and say, you know, Donald Trump's going to ruin the world, you know. Why did anybody vote for Donald Trump? Both male and female. And you just look at them like, you people are completely retarded, aren't you? And that's the thing that most... I wish they had a vaccine for stupid. Maybe we could get this sorted out a little bit quicker. Because the ignorance and stupidity and the lack of knowledge of the people wandering around bumping into each other as they play with their text on their cell phones has really brought the world into a poor position. And, you know, the longer this goes, the more easily people seem to be deceived. But they're starting to wake up. So I'm going to just grab, where'd it go? Why is it not showing me the URL? Oh, there it is. I'm going to stick this in, because if there was ever, if this has really got the people in Calgary worked up, and that's and across the country, this is fantastic news, because I said a long time ago, before this election really got going, that, you know, we need to, you know, get the, make a statement here, you know, it was all big deal, you know. Nenshi was the first Muslim mayor of a major Western city, and yada yada yada. And you know, I said, well, let's make him the first Muslim mayor of a major Western city to get the boot. And that seems to be rolling along now. People are about fed up, and that's a good thing. I'm going to throw a couple of these things in the chat. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the mayor of Calgary, who the whole deal is not to be racist and not to be a hater. And this is the old liberal tactic, right? You know, I don't even call them liberals, lefties. But the right's involved in this as well, so it really doesn't matter, right or left. They just use different verbiage, but we're going in this in the same direction. So I find it rather comical that this dick would actually stoop to this. And it's really, I mean, really seriously ticked some people off that this Klan would be using this kind of language. So, you're hammered with a lot of stuff here right now. And this is another one that's really getting people ticked off in Alberta. And I don't even know if I remember doing this on Tuesday or not. I'm not sure. But the Alberta schools will offer Arabic language program in the public schools starting in 2018. Which has got an awful lot of people ticked off. What the hell are you teaching Arabic in our schools for? So I'm just going to stick. This is all happening in Alberta. And, you know, I lived in Alberta. I worked in Alberta, all over the place in Alberta. And, so it's this is really good news for the country as far as I'm concerned, because they're coming at Alberta hard, and people are just going, what the hell is going on here? Which is good news, which is very good news. Now I stuck one more in here. This is another. Piece here. You may have seen this. You may not have. Nenshi claims opponents, supporters, his opponents, that their supporters are driven by racist ideology in a Facebook video. Now, I'm getting pictures slammed in here right now of saying that Pierre Justin Trudeau, the so-called prime minister, whose father was Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was a known communist, and was the freaking prime minister forever. He's the one that turned us into a secular nation. It was all a long-term plan. But here's a picture of Pierre holding his son, probably Justin. And they both have Arabic headgear on. And so I know that Daddy Trudeau was a communist and a member of the Club of Rome, and hooked up with Rockefeller and Morris Strong. So that's all bad news. So, you know, his son's brought up in this atmosphere and trained to carry on. So Justin's father was a Muslim. Do you understand now what is happening in Canada and Quebec was planned a long time ago by evil? And it is evil. The United Nations is evil. It's satanic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Vatican is satanic. The Pope's satanic. The plan is satanic. And the plan is end of nation states, to bring it all under one global satanic rule. And, you know, we got to pay attention to this kind of stuff. We got to do something about this kind of stuff. So I'm gonna stick this one last. I may have put this one in before, but I'm going to... I mean, I'm really busting my ass on this Calgary election because, you know, I'm trying to explain to people, have been for years, that we got a duty to take back control, and the only place you can get control is at the local level. And so we'll see what happens here. I don't know. I saw the other day, Betsy was... supposedly 17 points behind, but when you read the story, it looked like a complete total setup to let Nenshi come up through the middle at the end of this thing. And that's exactly what looks like is happening. So they set up this Bill Smith, who was the president of the PC party in Alberta, and now they had him way out in front, and then they said as long as he doesn't do anything stupid, he should win. Well, now we have allegations coming through like it's going out of style. Apparently, Smith settled a $2.2 million lawsuit from 2010 alleged Bill Smith failed in duty as a reasonably competent solicitor. Now, he's a lawyer, too, okay? So he's working for the PC party, or he was, which makes him guilty of being in the globalist club. And he's a lawyer, which makes him a liar. And, you know, failed in a duty as a reasonably competent solicitor. And so they're coming at with this kind of nonsense now. So the advanced polls are drawing three times more voters than last Calgary election. I talked to this guy on the phone. I think this is the guy I talked to on the phone, one of the candidates for mayor. Oh no, this is an incumbent candidate for Calgary City Council, is drawing criticism for comments he made at a public forum in which he refers to a Johnny Jew from New York as a hypothetical artist hired under the city's public art policy. I don't know exactly sure what that's about. But this election is really getting wild. And see, new poll puts the incumbent mayor 15 points ahead of Bill Smith. Well, it was only, I think, 3 days ago that Bill Smith had a 17-point lead on Nenshi. And this could get funny. This could get ugly, actually. The people in Calgary are about fed up. And so Nenshi goes and is trying to draw the immigrant vote, which is his, right? Because, his family are Muslims that came from, was it New Zealand? And blew into Calgary here, went to university and played all the right games. And he's absolute globalist. And he wants the doors open for the Muslims. And when he got in, you know, I think one of the things that probably got him in was after they pulled the Lord's Prayer out of the schools and the legislatures and the local councils, then they immediately plugged in this show called Little Mosque on the Prairie. And I think it ran for 9 years. And it was showing how pleasant and wonderful Muslims are. And basically what it depicted is the whites in the show, like the normal people on the prairie, as really backward fools. And actually it depicted it properly because the propaganda playing the Muslims up as these wonderful, loving people, and showing the whites as basically backward hicks seemed to have worked because Nancy won the election in 2010 and again in 2013. And then they changed all of the municipal elections from three-year terms to four-year terms specifically so that these guys could ply their trade for longer. So, yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous that a new poll puts Nancy 15 points ahead of Bill Smith, which is ludicrous. You know, you get 17 up here that Smith's ahead. Now, Nancy's 15 ahead, so that's, what is that? It's a 32-point swing in a couple of days. Well, of course, that ain't possible, but let's see what it's got to say here. New poll puts Nancy 15 points ahead of Bill Smith. You got to excuse me. Poll was commissioned by the LRT on the Green Foundation over a four-day period in early October. Right. So the LRT is a light rapid transit. So why would the light rapid transit be commissioning a poll? A new poll done for a Green Line advocacy group found strong support for the project and for the incumbent mayor, commissioned by LRT on the Green Foundation. The online poll found 70% of respondents want to see the full 46-kilometer route built in stages and 77% support moving ahead with a 20-kilometer first stage currently funded by three levels of government. The survey also asked respondents who they support for mayor and found Nancy 41%, Bill Smith 26%, Andre Chabot 3%, other 2%, undecided 28%. The online survey was done by the firm asking Canadians between October 7th and 10th, utilizing 1,004 respondents, which it says is a representative but non-random sampling, therefore margin error is not applicable. So I love these polls, you know. I just love these damn polls. Calgary, I think, has 1.2 million people in it. So you talk to 1,000 people who are green want rapid transit because they're green. Meaning they're mentally ill, and you come up with these kind of numbers. A probability sample of that size would yield a margin of error plus or minus 3.1 percentage points 19 times out of 20. I love polls, man. They are the most ridiculous thing that was ever created. Absolutely ridiculous. An earlier poll done by Main Street Research, however, showed the exact opposite. Smith 17 points ahead of Nancy among decided voters, 40% to 31%. Mount Royal University political science professor Dwayne Bratt told CBC Calgary News, the reason for the stark difference in results comes down to mythology. Asking Canadians just released a poll on mayor's race that is pretty much opposite. Oh, I see. That's a tweet. Maiden Street used robocalls or computer-generated random phone calls while asking Canadians used an online survey that respondents signed up for, though many of their surveys are not political in nature. Obviously, if you're looking for both of these, you're going, what's going on here with a 32-point swing? But what I break it down to is the demographic data on the demographics. I had been very critical of the Main Street polls we had seen, and I have a bit more confidence in what the Asking Canadians poll does. So he's leaning towards the Nenshi poll, but Nenshi was a professor at Mount Royal University, and this guy going through these polls is from the same university. And I don't think people read much anymore, right? I really don't think they read much of anything anymore. They like to look at pictures or short videos, but I don't think they like to read, which is unfortunate. Because you know, you can easily see what's going on. You look at the pictures, yeah, and you look at how they're, you know, is this guy who's smiling, who's not smiling, who looks engaged, who doesn't look engaged. Read the stuff, and like the one I read from the poll, it was in the Sun newspaper in Calgary, which is a right-wing paper, and Bill Smith is a right-wing candidate. You know, it leans towards there, and they put this huge margin, 17 points, huge freaking margin, with the caveat, as long as Bill doesn't do anything stupid, right, he should win the election. Well, all of a sudden, Bill's getting slammed for emails. Bill's getting slammed as a debtor that didn't pay his bills. He's getting paid as basically a crook on this $2.2 million lawsuit. And then we have the incumbent mayor calling anybody that doesn't vote for him a racist and a hater and a white supremacist. This is going on in Calgary, which really kills me, because I lived in Calgary. I worked in Calgary. I worked when they built the airport, and I worked as a reporter for a magazine. And I would love to go out there, because the people I've been talking to in Calgary said if I came out there, I would not recognize the place. And that's probably true, because it, like most major cities, is turning into a shithole. I was talking to a guy a couple days ago who was out at farm. Actually, Michael Schmidt's farm. He come up from Toronto, and Michael has some cabins to rent out there on the farm and that, and we were do some flooring, and I seen this guy wandering around the yard, so I went and talked to him, and I said, you know, nice morning. He says, beautiful. I said, nice out here. He says, gorgeous. And I said, where are you from? He looked at me and went, Toronto. This guy's in his, you know, probably late 50s, early 60s. And I said, well, if you're from Toronto and you're up here, then this is doubly beautiful. He goes, exactly. I said, how is Toronto anyways? He said, it's a freaking jungle. It's turned into a complete and total jungle. Well, how could it not? You know, you got like 100 and some languages being spoken in Toronto now. You know, when I used to go to Toronto, there was, it was English. You know, you might have some old Ukrainians or Germans and that speak, you know, their language and their homes, which is fine with me. You know, I want them to keep their heritage, right? But the language on the street is English, you know, so we can communicate with one another. So we don't have to worry about what one group is saying that the other group can't understand, that kind of thing, which is really quite ignorant. So Toronto's turned into a jungle. And last time I was in Toronto, when I got out of there, I said, I don't ever need to come back to this place again. I mean, it is sick down there. They call it, you know, one of the world's cities, great cities. It's a dump. And it's getting more dangerous all the time. So, you know, I'm really hoping that... I really don't care. I got an email today, or I got a thing on Facebook today from a lady in Calgary, actually Helen, who said, you know, does it make any sense to get behind Chabot? Now, Chabot is kind of a, definitely not aggressive enough. When this election started, Chabot was put out as the main contender, and within a couple of days, he just disappeared off the map. He was shoved off the map by the media. And the problem with Chabot is that he's a three-term councillor. He understands what's going on in Calgary Council. He's not happy with it. And the media fears him, as does the globalists. They don't want him in there, period. You know, so all of a sudden it's between Smith and Nenshi. Well, we know who they want in. So they put this big spread on here on Smith, and hopefully that will dissuade a lot of people from voting, because, well, Smith's already won it. So now Nancy's running around in the swamp down there, telling all the brown people that the white people are racist and haters and white supremacists, and you people got to come out for a vote because you need me. He don't give a damn about them. He's a globalist player, and he wants to continue to play. So hopefully they can dump his sorry ass out of there, which would make a lot of people smile. Now, if he should get in after these racist remarks, calling the voters that don't vote for him haters and racist and white supremacists, I have a feeling that things may just get a little bit ugly in Calgary, which is probably what Calgary needs. The problem is the police no, the police are backing this whole thing, so you know, we have to really see what happens. Now, there's another post that came through on some, which it, this is for the Americans, I guess. Well, wait a minute. There's one thing I want to, where is that? This is the last piece I put in here. There's this thing called, and it's based in Edmonton, Alberta, and it's called Global Encounters, and it's hooked up with UNESCO, UN, and a whole slew of other people. And I should put the link to this in there as well. So the program partners, this is all going on right in front of people's faces, but it's going on in the background. But it's all wrote down. The websites are up there, but people don't go there. They just want to bitch about left and right. You know, that's what they do. That's apparently all they do. I find it rather irritating. You know, oh, you know, Stephen Harper was the greatest prime minister ever. What are you, nuts? You know? Well, as soon as we get Trudeau, the lefty, out, then we'll get the righties back in. Are you nuts? So the whole program here is try to clue people in that there's no damn difference. Different verbiage, but no difference in the direction we're going. So anyways, the program partners for this are called Taking It Global for Educators, and the Center for Global Education, which is in Edmonton. Now, the technology partner is Cisco. Now, this is where it gets weird. The event partners. Now, UNESCO is what's pushing multiculturalism, the LGBTQ program, the migrant program, the education program, okay? In other words, your curriculum in your schools is coming straight out of UNESCO, right? And like they've always done, as does the Rockefeller family, they collect data. And then they go through the data and get the data they want, and they push that forward in the papers and that. So the event partners are, and this is for education, right? This is education. Event partners, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You know, the ones that help the migrants across the border, they carry their luggage for them. The government of Alberta, UNESCO, the UNFCCC, now I'm not sure what that one even stands for, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, this is the scam on the Native people, the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs, another scam on the Native people, we have the City of Edmonton, Polar Bears International, Green Learning, University of Alberta, Discover E, and OISE. I don't know what OSIE is. But this is going on, and the head of this is in Edmonton, Alberta, which is the same place that the story came out about teaching Arabic in the Alberta schools, which seems absolutely ludicrous. You know, they never taught Ukrainian in the Alberta high schools or in the Alberta schools. And there's tons of Ukrainians. There was really a lot of Ukrainians opened up the West for farms and mining and whatnot. And nobody was taught Ukrainian. But Arabic in Alberta schools, I mean, that's right over the top. That one is, so I should throw that in there as well, but there's another, where is that other one that I had in here? The Peace Patron Dinner 2017, the Mosaic Institute, which is another one of these NGO tax exempt foundations or whatever they're called. And I'm going to put this in there too, just in case there's any Canadians listening. Put this in the chat as well. But you can look up the Mosaic Institute. This is kind of cool because, you know, I get hacked for hooking the Jews and the Muslims together. I've taken a lot of flack over that. I mean, a ton of flack. But the truth is the truth, you know. People don't want to read nothing, so they just throw mud in your face. But the fact of the matter is the Jews and the Muslims are hooked up on this takedown of the West very tightly. So I put the make October 16th the end of UN globalist Nancy's reign over Calgary. 2017, the Mosaic Institute was pleased to recognize the outstanding work that His Worship Naheed Nenshi, Mayor of Calgary, has done to promote peace, reconciliation, mutual understanding across communities in Canada. I want everyone to read and pay attention to those involved, in particular Bernie Farber. Now, who the hell is Bernie Farber? Well, Bernie Farber is Jewish. but wants all faiths to publicly accept Muslims. So use the search engine at the Mosaic Institute to further research connections to UN white supremacy, and there are things in there about white supremacy in that. And look at the politicians and who else is connected to nefarious global schemes. Now, I had this lady. This is interesting, because usually I get slammed every time we use the word Jew. But this Irene McDonald wrote, "Bernie, have you lost your mind? For God's sakes, man, these are the people who want to kill you. Why are you speaking nonsense?" Well, Bernie did a big piece in the Toronto Star, which is a globalist, because all of the media is pushing the globalist agenda, and it says so in the documents. So I wrote back, and I said, "Irene, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is what it is." If you do a bit of research, you will find the Muslim immigration minister, federal Muslim immigration minister, is tightly connected to the Jews. The Muslim, the Jewish MPs, that's the members of parliament, had a Christmas dinner to discuss things. They were the only two groups to attend. Kind of odd, since neither celebrate Christmas. Of course, not all Jews are involved, just like the few Christians are involved to take down our nation. The people involved have sold their souls to the agendas cooked up by those who create the UN globalist internationalists, with the goal of bringing nation states to an end. This is World War III, spiritual, psychological war, yada, 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 yada. So Irene wrote back, and I give this lady credit, because she said, "It's hard to believe after the Second World War this is going on, and to see a Jewish person go along with it is the height of treason to me. I know a lot of what is going on, and our leaders have sold their souls. But it is still hard for me to come to terms that such people, and that such people, and all they support is bringing in, can be so cruel and barbaric." I don't know, I get that. "To innocent human beings and wanting to exterminate them. I saw immediate trouble when the immigration minister appointed was a Muslim. And trouble is, we got between him and the kid. What we got between him and the kid, their change immigration laws and rules for the worst outcome possible to enter and stay in our country. It's also hard to understand why the Muslim people are the chosen ones, the ones to replace us. You can't make silk purse out of a sow's ear. I understand what you're telling me. It's just hard and upsetting to see this happen with such an evil cult of people. You are not the bearer of bad news every day since these people entered our countries. It's nothing, okay, this is messed up, nothing but bad news." I was pleased to hear that, because I don't know if she's Jewish. McDonald doesn't sound Jewish to me, but it's nice to see that I actually got something in there about the connection between the Jews and the Muslims, and it is tight. Make no mistake about it. You know, you got Jewish factions running, "Oh, the Muslims want to kill us." Well, then why are you having Christmas dinner together, right? Why are the members of parliament, only the Jewish members of parliament, and only the Muslim members of parliament, having Christmas dinner together? You know, as they plan. It's really ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's the way it is. So there's a lot of stuff going on. In this country, there's a lot of stuff going on in America. Now, one of the things that's going on in America, which I find a little bit strange, to say the least, is there was an article, this is the GlobeandMail.com, U.S. withdraws from cultural agency UNESCO. And so there's a story attached to it. And one has to wonder about it because, you know, I saw a video the last night, the night before, of Trump speaking with Kissinger. That's odd. But I guess Kissinger, who's, what, 173, is one of the last of that group of evil people to still be alive, was giving foreign policy advice to Trump. And which is pretty strange stuff. So, anyways, there's a story there, and there's something wrong with the story, but then the media is all involved in this stuff, so you don't know what the hell is going on until you go read some documents, because if you just straight follow the news and don't know how to read what you're looking at or what it means that you're reading, you can get easily deceived. So I was really happy because the headline just simply says U.S. withdraws from cultural agency UNESCO. Oh, that's good news. The withdrawal deals a severe financial blow to the UN agency. Well, when I read it, things started getting a little strange. So U.S. withdraws from UNESCO, which is good, but the U.S. is still backing and funding Israel. Trump is taking advice from Kissinger. So something still stinks. Big time. Now, apparently, that video about Kissinger, Trump says he's known him a long, long time and likes the guy, even though the guy, was the policy advisor who his policy advice ended up killing several million people, which makes Kissinger extremely evil. And it was Kissinger who said, you know, control the food, control the people. And that's exactly what's happened since the Second World War. There were really no grocery stores till after the Second World War. I found that absolutely fascinating when I read it. There really weren't any grocery stores. There was mom and pop joints, right? Local groceries and that. But you went to the baker and you went to the butcher and you went and got some greens, and a lot of people had their eggs delivered or their milk delivered. People got their food, but it wasn't, you know, these push cart aisles with all this manufactured food. So Kissinger was absolutely correct. I mean, look at the people today. The obesity is off the map. And people suffering from all kinds of ailments directly caused by what they're consuming. So Kissinger's not a nice guy. So, okay. So Israel's good. UNESCO's bad. You didn't leave the UN. And you got Kissinger giving you advice. So something ain't right. anyways, just to go through this, you know, as far as UNESCO is concerned, I think I got a preacher thrown out of his church. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He's dead now, but from UNESCO. And I don't recall his name right now, but I had a ton of documents about how UNESCO started with the Baptist churches in the United States and managed to get the preachers to move the globalist agenda through the churches. And that was back in the 60s. And I did give that information to a preacher when I was trying to find a place to hold meetings here, and was shut down by all the other churches because they're all working for the other side. My advice to all so-called Christians, you know, if you're still going to these corporate churches, you know, and you plan on going to heaven, you might want to get the hell out of them corporate churches, because you might find out your end destination isn't where you planned it to be. You've been deceived. You were told not to be deceived, but you got deceived anyway, so it's time to wake up. Anyway, so I give this guy the info, and he was a Lutheran church minister, and he agreed to give me the use of the church after he read through some of this stuff. And I've been out of town I wasn't able to get back there for a couple, 3 weeks. And when I called him up to see about getting the keys to the church to do a meeting, he seems to have disappeared. And my neighbor, who's a Lutheran, I asked her, I said, where the hell did the preacher go? Oh, they moved him. And I'm sure he read through the documents and phoned the Lutheran head office and went, what the hell is going on here? Okay? And so you're out of there. So I didn't end up with anywhere to speak at a church or anything to have meetings. So UNESCO got the churches to implement the globalist agenda back in the 60s. It is one of the main pushers of multiculturalism, LGBTQ, and other nefarious acts like migration. And I put a link in here, UNESCO Global Alliance for LGBTQ Education. Okay, they're indoctrinating these children. Period. Now, I have some document papers, and the title here is it's something they also said, are elected from the federal to local councils are up to their eyeballs implementing the UN globalist agendas, which they are. There is no local council, there is no federal, there is no state, there is no provincial council or legislature that is not up to its eyeballs in this nonsense, and they need to be held accountable. So the title, Migration, it's the second link here, and this is off a UNESCO document. Working with the media for migrants' inclusion, UNESCO's approach is premised on the conviction that media should be an integral part of strategies dealing with refugee issues. The organization's action has two main components. The first focuses on addressing migrant and refugee-related narratives in the media. A roundtable was convened in March 2016 in Paris. The meeting recommendations informed the elaboration of two projects planned for 2017 and targeting Levant and North African countries respectively. Their aim is to promote a fair representation of refugees and migrants in media and a better understanding between host communities and newcomers. The second component promotes improved access to information about the rights of refugees. Well, according to the UN, the refugees have all the rights. The borders are open because our countries signed agreements. So, you know, I'm actually going to throw this document paper in, and maybe somebody can read it. You can find it if you go to my Facebook, Rock the Boat Radio, and just scroll down. You'll run into this story about the U.S. Getting out of UNESCO. But people don't, I mean, it's not hard to find this stuff. I mean, it's read any story and take some of the words in there and stuff them into Google and start adding things like the UN or, depending what you're doing, with finances, throw in the IMF, World Bank. If it's education and housing and all that kind of stuff, throw in UNESCO or United Nations. If it's about vaccines or health, throw in the WHO. I mean, they write all this stuff down, folks. All you got to do is read it. It's ugly, but you can read it, you know. And then you have a better understanding that, yes, the right and the left are both as guilty as sin for what's going on in our nations. And like I said, the only thing that I heard come out of Trump's mouth to date is the fact that he said it. I don't know if it's exactly what he said. But either said, let's make America great again, or it's time to make America great again. And those are stand up words for the people. You know, I don't even know, you know, I mean, Trump's hooked with Israel, he's hooked with Kissinger. That's not a good sign. But he gave a call out to the people. It's time. Okay, if you're going to take America back, you're going to take it back. He threw you the bone. All you got to do is pick it up. Because if you're just going to sit back and wait for a guy named Donald Trump to put your country back in proper position, you're going to be sorely disappointed. This is, as it said, I don't know who said it, Jefferson or whoever the hell said it. This is up to the people. Now, you may have Trump sitting there, but the rest, the Congress, the legislature, these people are so freaking dirty. Like, I don't know how Nancy Pelosi didn't get hung from a tree like 30 freaking years ago. It is absolutely corrupt, and it is not there for the betterment of the people, which means the people have to engage. You know, this idea, you got one side going, well, Trump should be shot. And the other side, well, he's our hero. You know, well, Obama's our hero. Well, he ain't the president anymore. Well, we'll get him back. I mean, it's just like a bunch of freaking sick little children bellyaching at one another. It accomplishes nothing. So, you know, goodbye is what I hope happens in Calgary, because that will inspire the people in Calgary and the people in Alberta. They can actually get something. But if he does get back, then ouch. Anyway, everybody have a good night. Everybody have a great night.